Let's lock down the Oregon Fuel Injection Hotline because it's that time on a Tuesday when we just shake heads and we ask questions. It's called What Are You Doing? And we'll let Rick Nodgers go first.
To the NBA in their two-minute report, I ask,
what are you doing?
Did this a couple weeks ago, but it needs to be brought up every single time the NBA does one of these dumb reports. They do nothing. They accomplish nothing. Nothing. The NBA is not in the business of clicks and views, so I don't see why these are getting released over and over. There are enough NBA fans watching games to complain about the officials online, calling into radio shows like this one, to drive the conversation about the bad officiating without the league pointing fingers at their officials and the calls they missed. Keep the report to yourselves. Train your officials on these missed calls so that they stop missing these calls. They make no sense, and there should be plenty of questions about ending the policy since they're the only league of the Big Four that have a public report criticizing their own officials. I wouldn't have to think that there's a reason, or I would have to think that there's a reason no other league is doing this, as I ask.
What are you doing?
And by the way, for Hall of Famers in a game, remind me in the 4 o'clock hour, somebody hit a winner. The Cowboys Steelers in the 70s. I think everybody was in the Hall of Fame. I literally think both teams, everybody, special teams holders are all in the Hall of Fame.
What are you doing?
I think that might be the answer. Anyway, to the Houston Rockets, I ask.
What are you doing?
And oddly enough, it's got nothing to do with the no calls that would have fouled out Steph Curry in game one. Did you hear about this weirdo move? Because in last year's West Finals, they had a 3-2 lead, lost game six at Golden State, game seven at home, and apparently not happy about the officiating. Stunning, right? They audited Game 7 from last year and determined there were 81 instances that took away 18.6 points. I know in 1979 the NBA instituted the three-point shots, but when did they implement a 0.6-point shot? Anyone? And like Andrew Joseph of USA Today wrote, they literally hired a team of analysts to go through the tape in detail just so they could pick a word like wine. Maybe lame, pathetic, petty, desperate, pointless. The answer is yes, nothing accomplished, as we ask.
What are you doing?
To the Miami Marlins, I ask.
What are you doing?
This is nothing new here, although a new development has kind of made me reopen my eyes to just how bad things have gotten for the Marlins. Jeffrey Loria, the old owner of the team, was bad for baseball, bad for Miami. Yes, he did bring South Florida two world championships, but he also birthed Marlins Man to the sports world, and those things definitely don't even out. He wanted to sell the team, and he got $1.2 billion from Derek Jeter for them. We know, of course, that the Jeter Group wanted the cutback payroll and started rebuilding the farm system by trading away an MVP and all-star caliber outfielders, Giancarlo Stanton, Christian Yelich, and Marcel Ozuna. Stanton went to the Yankees and was mostly a salary dump, and the Yelich trade turned out to be the one that hurts the most. Lewis Brinson was the MLB-ready prospect that the Brewers gave up, and for some reason, the Marlins thought that his 106 batting average in 2017 was the perfect guy to replace Yelich in center field, and it wasn't even close. Brinson was sent down to AAA today, and it was right after he got his hit total for the season to surpass the home run total of Christian Yelich. The what-if game for the Marlins fans that they're playing has to hurt a lot, because the team of Loria and Peter Sampson put together before Jeter tore it all down is actually pretty solid. I'm not sure that this is mostly on Jeter, since he's the face of the ownership group, or maybe baseball for approving a sale that went to a group that was going to instantly start a rebuild, or for the scouts that thought a guy hitting 106 was going to be the future. It's all been a huge mistake. This is going to be a long, long road back just to 500 baseball, let alone a quality team being on the field. I just need to ask.
What are you doing?
To former USC stud and redacted Heisman winner Reggie Bush, I ask.
What are you doing?
Look, I think he got screwed over. Obviously, he's not the innocent wronged athlete who was raked over the coals. We did learn his parents ended up in higher-end housing than they could afford. But the NCAA went harder after USC because of their arrogance and the comment from then-athletic director Mike Garrett, who basically said, you're just jealous of us. All that said, Reggie's remarks this week, if the Trojans don't substantially improve and the Clay Helton era draws to a close, and they did go 5-7, first losing season since the year before Pete Carroll arrived, says he's going to recruit hard to get Urban Meyer to Troy. It's like, come on, man. He now works for Fox, who employs Meyer. Meyer's despicable behavior covering for a brutal lowlife like Zach Smith. From my chair, deletes him from ever coaching again in college. Meyer is slime. Reggie's coming off like the jerk store ran out of him, as we ask.
What are you doing?
My last one here. To the guy that ran the London Marathon in a Big Ben costume, the older one that's the clock, not the NFL player, I ask.
What are you doing?
I am not here to bash runners. I don't want to be the enemy of a community that can literally and easily chase me down, but sometimes runners go a little too far. This weekend was another example of that as Lucas Bates dressed up as the 315-foot, 160-year-old clock to run his 26.2 miles. And why? Well, I don't know. I don't think I would enjoy running that long in a race in appropriate racing clothing, and I definitely don't think I would enjoy walking around for a day just dressed up as a clock and you combined the two? Maybe Bates was trying to make an attempt to beat the current world record for running a marathon in a costume, 3 hours, 34 minutes, 34 seconds, but why do it in the biggest, most awkward costume you can think of? Why not get like a Spider-Man costume that's lightweight and aerodynamic? I mean, the guy that set the world record was dressed up that looked what looked like a papier-mâché castle, not a two-scale version of a clock that was so big, Bates actually got stuck at the finish line. Doesn't seem like there are any rules as well to how big and bulky the costume needed to be to set this world record, so why not pick something a little bit smaller, or just make the costume smaller in general? Clearly you're a good enough runner to have a sub-4-hour time, why not shave off a couple minutes by not running as a literal clock? I'm also doubling down on the idiot that stole this costume from Lucas Bates after the race from a pub, because who isn't going to notice someone running around London dressed up as a clock? And to those guys, I ask.
What are you doing?
And my last one is Carmelo Anthony, who first I beg, and then I ask.
What are you doing?
Story from CBS Sports.
Sorry.
Carmelo won't rule out a return to the Knicks. Really? Why? Haven't I suffered enough? First I buy a Zinger jersey and then he gets hurt and then they trade him. Then a piece of the space station failed to fall on James Dolan. How much pain can one fan base endure? What's so hard to accept? It's over. You lasted 10 games with the Rockets. Somehow they survived and have a shot to beat Golden State and get back to the West Finals. At what point does a wife, a friend, an agent, well, maybe not an agent, a confidant, a child, someone, anyone, I'm not picky, get the point across to Melo? It's over. Sit down. Healthy dose of reality coming up. And you haven't even played for the Knicks since 2017. Why them? Why me? Can't you go to the Nuggets? How about Syracuse? Or you have more eligibility left. How about Phoenix? Great weather, no expectations, horrible franchise. Try something else. Let me be, as I ask.
What are you doing?